Matt Greenwood beginning KJEF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's, with Ashley Edmond of the Jefferson volleyball team and as well as track and field, as she has signed on with Greenville University. If you're not where that is, sure where that is, well, it's in Greenville, Illinois, so pretty easy to remember there. And Ashley recruited for volleyball, signed there just a little while ago, and going to do some track and field as well. But we're going to address the volleyball side of things first, Ashley, and just kind of give us an idea as to what the recruiting process was like for you in Greenville, kind of how it all started.
Well, for high school volleyball, every summer for varsity, we always go to Nebraska and do a volleyball camp there. But this summer, we weren't able to do that because our coach had a heart attack, as you probably heard of. But we weren't able to go to that. So my friend Tracy Price goes to Greenville University and plays volleyball there. And they were having a volleyball camp there about the same time as we were leaving for Nebraska. So they had two spots open left, so me and my younger sister went there. And I just fell in love with the whole program. I really loved it and enjoyed it. And the coach loved watching me play. And then he talked more about it to me when we were done with camp. And then basically that's where it took off.
All right, very cool. Yeah, you know, The community around here was very aware of Coach Ashley Nagel's heart attack, and Tara Fish, her good friend and assistant, taking over the program while she was on the mend. And, you know, she had a chance to still be there at games that you guys were participating in. It was a very unique season, to say the least, for Jefferson volleyball. And you guys collected 30 wins. I mean, that's insane, right?
Yeah, it was a very good season.
And I know you didn't get that district championship, but you did something that no Jefferson volleyball team had done before, and that was beat St. Pius. And you guys did that in the district semifinals. So something else to be proud of.
Yes, that was the highlight of my season.
What was it like to be a player involved in all of this, to get the 30 wins, to beat St. Pius for the first time, to do it with Tara Fish as the leader of the group, to do it with so many seniors? I mean, it was a very detailed 2018 volleyball season for you guys.
Yeah. Well, our group of seniors, we've been playing together since 7th grade, and Coach Fish has always been there. She was our freshman coach and our JV coach. So we just had that bond, like we've all been friends forever long, and it was just, it clicked. That was the season where it clicked.
I came out for a few Jefferson volleyball matches and called them on KJEF here, and you were the one that I always sort of talked to Coach Fish about, because I was just very impressed with your physicality. You're one that, you know, stood very strong at the net, and you know, we're kind of covering all of the floor, and I just thought you kind of stood out a little bit. And you know, looking at the stats from this past year, you got to serve. You got to be at the net and kill some balls, and you were third on the team in kills behind Alexis Armstrong and Jenna Curtois. So you also were second on the team in blocks behind Lainey Smith. So you were right in the thick of things all season long. What did you think about your season and just sort of where it all finished for you this past year?
Well, I think I had a pretty good season. My team definitely helped me out. We all had a really amazing season, and Lainey, my other middle hitter, I helped her a lot. We really bonded together. We helped each other out a lot. It was just an overall amazing season. I think all of us played well.
Have you had that moment or moments already where you've been able to, I don't know, have a quiet moment to think back on what you guys were able to do and just sort of the year? And if you have had that quiet moment, what sort of fills you up about it?
Oh, well, I haven't thought a whole lot about it. I probably will after graduation, once everything really sits in. But I don't know. I'm just glad we beat Pius.
All right. Well, yeah, it certainly was a big feat for sure. I want to get back to Greenville. You said you just fell in love with the campus and the atmosphere there. Can you kind of fill us in as to who the coaches are over there and sort of, you know, their personality, if you've had a chance to kind of get to know them a little bit?
Well, I haven't got to know them that well. I know the whole volleyball team. They're very, very welcoming. Well, Coach Ackerman is the head volleyball coach. He's super friendly. He's not like most coaches where he's very strict and kind of intimidating. He's just like a friend. He's like very sweet and nice.
And that's something that you obviously feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
Okay. How in the early conversations that you've sort of had with him, how does he compare to Coach Fish and Coach Nagel?
Well, they are kind of similar. They like to push a lot. They want to get work done, but then you can always go to them as a friend and talk to them a lot.
That's very important for sure. Let's transition to the track and field side of things. Obviously, you've been doing that for a little while now at Jefferson, and Greenville saw something in you, and they said, hey, we also want you to come out and do pole vault. And you mentioned before we started this interview, Ashley, that they want you to sort of do high jump as well. When it comes to the track and field stuff, your thoughts on how you've done at Jefferson and kind of, you know, what you're looking forward to about doing so at Greenville University?
Well, for Jefferson, for pole vaulting, I've pole vaulted since freshman year, and I love pole vaulting. It's just amazing. It's so much fun. But freshman year, I hit, I got ninth place at district. Well, no, I got first at districts, first at sectionals, and then state, I got ninth place. And then sophomore year, I didn't pole vault at all because I injured myself very bad pole vaulting, obviously. But then junior year, I was coming back and I got 10th at state. And then senior year right now, I am ranked second in state right now. So it's a good season so far.
Yeah, that's very good to hear. Now, Greenville University, Greenville, Illinois. Tell us, what's the town like for those that I'm sure most of us haven't been there?
It's very small. It's kind of like Festus here, very small. There's not a whole lot there. It's not like a Mizzou community. It's not big like that. It's very fields. There's a lot of fields.
Okay.
Very small.
Yeah, a lot of fields to practice your pole vaulting, right? This is a time, and all adults go through, you know, the awkward teenage years and the high school years and sort of, you know, putting yourself in a position to succeed in your future. So for Ashley Edmond, you're about to go to Greenville University. You're still a senior in high school. You're still getting that part wrapped up, but there's a new chapter coming for you. And that's going to be Greenville University. That's got to. What are your feelings on it? I mean, because I know when I went off to college, I was super nervous. Do you have good nerves? Bad nerves? Like what are you feeling right now?
Just thinking about the
future.
Not bad nerves. I'm very excited to start my next chapter. And at Greenville, I'm majoring in business. So I'll be doing 4 years of that, and then after college I'm going to Paul Mitchell Cosmetology School because I'm going to be a makeup artist. But, yes, I'm not nervous. I'm very excited to go to college.
All right, very cool. Makeup artist. You know what? I think that's a first for me when talking to kids about what they want to become. That's very cool. What drove you to that? I'm really curious now.
Well, both of my grandmas are hairdressers. They have their own shops. My aunt has her own shop. My older sister just graduated from cosmetology school, so it kind of runs in the family. So that's just what I'm good at. That's like my natural talent.
Okay, what celebrities' hairdo do you enjoy looking at the most, if that's not an awkward question for you?
Probably... Kim Kardashian. Yep.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I have no idea what her hair looks like, but okay. All right. Well, Ashley, congratulations on great success with the Jefferson volleyball program. Glad you got to have that memory of beating St. Pius for the first time in R7 school history. Congratulations on being accepted at Greenville University, signing there, and we certainly wish you the best of luck with volleyball there, track and field there, and track and field the rest of the season as well.
Thank you.
All right, that is Ashley Edman of Jefferson Volleyball and Track and Field, soon to be a member of Greenville University. One more quick question for you, Ashley. What's the mascot for Greenville?
It is a panther.
A panther. All right. From a blue jay to a panther. Quite different, but quite awesome as well. Again, thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.